Labor Day is a week away, but school is back in session in many places, including the second largest public school district in Massachusetts.
Hey! How you doing?
The familiar, nervous excitement of the first day of school was in the air Monday morning as 26,000 students returned to 58 school buildings to begin a new academic year in Springfield. Adamaris Guzman said she couldn't wait to get back to Putnam Vocational Technical High School to begin her senior year.
It's exciting. It's my first day of my last year. It's exciting.
George Johnson, who is beginning his third year as principal at Putnam, said enrollment this year is a record 1,510. He said Putnam has become popular because word has spread about the school's success in graduating students who are college or career ready.
We've done a great job here the last couple of years. We're making a lot of improvements here at Putnam and continue to move forward.
Putnam is typical of the improvements seen throughout the Springfield Public Schools. In the last 4 years, the dropout rate has been cut in half. There's been a 10% increase in the graduation rate, which is now at 70%. Schools last year had a 94% attendance rate. Student test scores have improved at a better rate than the state as a whole. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said results from the most recent standardized tests given to students last spring look promising, despite changing to an exam based on the Common Core education standards.
The results are embargoed, so I can't go into any specifics, but I was delighted to see the results on the PARC tests, where across the country with this new generation assessment, results had gone down. In Springfield, they went up, and I attribute that to our great teachers and great leaders in the buildings.
4 years ago, Springfield had a half dozen elementary schools that ranked in the lowest level of the evaluation system used to measure school performance by the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Those schools now are at or near the top of the rankings. Turnaround efforts now focus on Springfield's middle schools, which are beginning the second full year of the Empowerment Zone Partnership Initiative. It's a collaboration of the local school administration, the state education department, and a private education consulting company. Each of the middle schools was split into smaller schools with enrollments capped at 500. Principals are given autonomy to experiment with curriculum and take steps such as lengthening the school day. One of the schools, Kennedy Middle, is being run this year by the UP Network, a Boston-based nonprofit school management organization.
UP has produced the best results, best improvements in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, both in Lawrence and Boston, on the testing programs. We're very excited that they came out to Western Mass and opened their first school in Springfield. We know they're going to do great things for our kids. Their track record is unrivaled in the Commonwealth.
Students heading back to class in Springfield received a new basic school supply, a laptop computer. Each student in grades 3 through 12 is assigned a laptop. It's a first for an urban school system in Massachusetts.
We really think in an urban center like Springfield, it's a social justice issue. A lot of our kids don't have computers at home, and they need this exposure to technology if they're going to compete in the 21st century.
The school department leased 20,000 laptops for 4 years at a cost of $20 million. Also, upgrades were made to increase the Wi-Fi internet capacity in the school buildings. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.